And now, with Sound Investing, here's Paul Merriman.
This may be one of the shortest podcasts I've ever done, but maybe one of the most important. You know, Thanksgiving is coming, and Thanksgiving is one of my favorite days of the year. It is a day that I get up early, like every other day, except instead of what some call working, I will sit down and make a list. Now, I like to think of myself as one of the world's great list makers. Seems like I can always find 10 or 20 things that's good about any important topic regarding investing. But when it comes to this list, I typically go for 100. And that's on Thanksgiving morning. I will sit down and I will write a list of 100 people, typically. Sometimes it includes groups of people, so as not to cheat and make the list too easy. And the outcome is I get a chance to sit quietly with a few cups of coffee and think about people who are in my life today, were in my life in the past, maybe even themselves have passed on. Well, this year I'm going for more. I have expanded the list to 200. And I want you to know that you are on the list. Because as I think about the foundation and the work that we are doing to help others, I feel so thankful for the fact that you have chosen to make our work some piece of the base of knowledge that you're using to grow, or else maybe you're not growing your retirement investments, you're in the process of sowing your retirement investments, but thank you. And I am certainly thankful for all the great resources of investment knowledge that I believe we have. I would like to consider the work of our foundation as being a solid resource. But so is Jim Dahl at White Coat Investor, or Larry Swedrow, or Rick Ferry, or Jonathan Clements. It's a long list of people who are truly dedicated to providing information in your best interest. And then I'm thankful for a group of people, and the one who comes to mind that represents the group is Tim Ranzetta. Tim Ranzetta is the person who co-founded and runs the Next Generation Personal Finance, mgpf.org. And his site is a commitment to teaching young people K through 12. There is nothing else like it that I can find. And by the way, if you find it, I owe you a free book. And I will happily send you a book if you can send me another site as powerful and as helpful as that of mgpf.org. In fact, I think every one of you would find it interesting if you signed up for his question of the day. This is a question that's presented to teachers that they can ask their students. In fact, the one I noticed yesterday was, what does it cost for a family of four for a Thanksgiving dinner? And, you know, that's something all kids can relate to. But then he shows how much it would cost at four or five different grocery stores. Whole Foods, I noticed, was one. Another was Trader Joe's. Another was Walmart. And I believe that there was one called Lido. I don't know Lido out here in the Northwest, but boy, were they cheap. And I'm sure it will be an interesting lesson to those kids, the huge difference between Walmart and the other more expensive, certainly Whole Foods. So check that out. But that's just the tip of the iceberg of what's going on at NGPF. And I am thankful for Western Washington University for their commitment to teach our non-finance course, a course for non-finance majors about investing. And by the way, they have another course about financial planning. Maybe one of the most profitable courses that those students will take. And then a huge shout out and thank you to those of you who are telling members of your family and your friends and your fellow associates at work about the work that we are doing. I spoke to a gentleman. He sent a generous contribution. I appreciated that. But he also wrote a long message. And I couldn't wait to talk with him. He sounded like he had a real commitment to not only learning himself, but teaching others. And in fact, turns out that he has access to 800 outlets of his particular company that many of the people that work at those outlets are young. So we talked, and as most of you know, the new book we have coming out, We're Talking Millions, 12 Simple Ways to Supercharge Your Retirement. That book is free to all of you who are on the newsletter list. Now, we'll be very happy if you buy one copy. But that free book is there for a special purpose. And that is because it's a PDF and you can pass it on to others. We want that book in the hands of as many young people or people that need our help as possible. So my hope is that you will support us, if not with contributions, with what is the magic of what we're doing, and that is finding a way to reach a lot of people. And then I've got to throw a big thank you on the table for the readers and listeners who have taken the information that we've been sharing and teaching others. Now, this is really a different group than Tim Ranzetta, because Tim Ranzetta actually provides short and long curriculum for all grades K through 12. But let me tell you the story about Joe Beck. I don't know how old Joe Beck is, but he's been at the University of Virginia for 2 years. I first ran into Joe when he emailed me and said that he was running the investment club at his high school at St. Christopher's in Richmond, Virginia, and would I be willing to speak to all the members as a group, and that's before Zoom. And so what we did was we simply got on a squawk box, and I talked to those kids for, I think, about an hour. And I got the nicest thank you. I got a hat, a beautiful red hat that I've kept, and I wear it often and enjoyed that 1 hour a lot. Well, I just got an email recently from Joe. Turns out Joe is now at the University of Virginia, and he's involved in an organization there that the students are going out and teaching financial literacy in the public schools at many different grades. And there are about 20 members, and Joe wanted to know if I'd be willing to talk to the group, the 20. And of course, I'm looking forward to that. But before the conversation was over, Joe thought, you know, maybe there's a way we can let any student at the University of Virginia listen. Boy, I'm telling you, I just got the biggest smile inside my heart when I heard that, because that's golden for the work that we're doing. And of course, we're going to make sure every one of those kids gets a free copy, just as we're going to do our best to get that PDF, that free PDF, into the hands of every school teacher in the country that we can. And a lot of them, I think, will get there with the help of Tim Ranzetta. And then I'm thankful for the people who have taken our information along with what they've learned elsewhere, and they've gone to the trustees of that retirement, that 401k or 403b, whatever it might be, at work, and basically said, come on, we need to do better for the people who are working hard in this organization and saving money for hopefully a rich retirement, not a poor retirement, but with the choices that you're giving us, all of these actively managed funds with high expenses. I mean, I just want to get sick sometimes when I see what people have access to. But there are people who are standing up for others in that organization, and there they are. There they are, beating up those trustees. And by the way, I would send anybody who's going through that process a link to the free book, because I would want every one of those trustees to read the basics, the really easy stuff, because every one of those 12 decisions can lead to each one $1 million more in somebody's retirement portfolio, and by the way, what they leave to others. And then I want to thank all of the parents and the grandparents who, whether they read our stuff and did it, or whether they did it because they just came up with the idea themselves, but when a child was born or a grandchild was born, a step was taken to get that life plan in order and on its way. How to turn $3,000 once, or $365 once a year for 21 years. Either way, that has the potential of being a $10 to $50 million lifetime investment. With one investment of $3,000 or 21 of $365. No guarantees, of course, but a chance and a reasonable one. And of course, I want to thank those who have been willing to contribute money to our foundation. Yes, we are a 501c3. A lot of the money comes in on a tax-deductible basis, but a lot of people will send us money out of their donor advised funds, sometimes from Vanguard or Fidelity or Schwab. And by the way, if you don't know about the power of donor-advised funds, I hope you'll go to any of those three and read about it, because it's a great way not only to manage your taxes, but to help other organizations get where they're trying to go. Now, I got to tell you, my wife and I are devoted to sharing what we've accumulated with others. And so giving to nonprofits is an important thing for us. And so I will tell you, at this time, with so many people hurting, if you said to me, Paul, when things get back to normal and there aren't so many people out of work, we'll be happy to donate. But right now, we think we got a better place to put this money. And you probably wouldn't get any argument from me. But anyway, if you do, I want to say thanks. And if what you do is instead simply take the time to refer other people to us, that is just as valuable as people who are writing a check, because you know our big challenge is how to get to that million people following our work. We've got a long ways to go. The book, by the way, to the extent that you buy a copy of the book, The book can be purchased through Amazon. In fact, you can go there and you can order Kindle version right now. Don McDonald, I don't know if you know Don's work. He's one of our truth tellers. Don is going to do the reading. He's got a great voice. He has read other financial books, and he understands investing, and it was so kind of him to offer to do that, and he'll be done shortly, and the book will be available, an audio book, or the hard copy book. We're not exactly sure when that will be available, hopefully within a week. But Amazon takes part of that money when they make a sale, and whatever is left over goes to our foundation. Does not go to Paul Merriman. I want to make that guarantee. Or Daryl Balls, or Chris Pedersen, because we are all volunteers. But it does help us pay the people that, the crew that actually are regular employees of our foundation. And I'll mention their names in just a few minutes. And I want to thank, big thank you, to the people, those people at the Merriman Company, the foundation, who not only are they hardworking, they are nice, they are fun to work with, and they are smart. They are the people who help us put together the books, the newsletters, the social media. There's the bookkeeping. There's the necessity to do the legal work to maintain a nonprofit. Aisha, Margie, Carol, Renee, Jen, these people are so valuable to this organization. And then, of course, Rich Buck. And we've been working together for, 25 years. He's been writing newsletters and articles and books. And Rich, of course, is the co-author on We're Talking Millions. But boy, am I thankful to him, his sage voice and his great friendship. And Daryl and Chris and Paul, another Paul, people who have donated their time. In the case of Daryl and Chris, you have seen their work. You have seen them in both, or heard them in podcasts, and you've seen them on Zoom Q&A sessions. These are a couple of smart cookies, and the research they're doing to help us better understand this process, I just think is terrific. And I'm learning from them. I guarantee it. And then I have to say a really big thank you to my wife, Zan. She is really the one that, in a sense, started this whole thing to have it become something bigger than what started back in 2012. You know, in the beginning, there were three free books. Those books are still on our website. And free. And one of the things I would like to do in this coming year is update those three books. There are many thousands of those out there, and I want to make sure, even though they're free, that they're kept up to date. But my wife is the one who really motivated me to set up the class at Western, and it just blossomed from there. So I do wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving, and I thank you for all that you have done for us. For those of us who do not receive any cash, any money for what we do, let me guarantee you that all of us feel like we've been overpaid in terms of psychic income. I don't share every email that comes with you, with Chris and with Daryl, or with Rich, or any of the rest of the crew, but I can tell you this, that I get emails, great, nice, supportive emails, and when I read them, I know they aren't just about me. It's the whole team of people who are working here to make your life better financially. So Keep reading, keep watching, keep listening, keep suggesting. We got some big changes coming next year. We'll talk about those another day. But we do want to do a better job in 2021 than we did in 2020, than we did in 2019, and going all the way back to 2012. We are growing in terms of ways to help you in leaps and bounds, and happy to have you there to make use of this information. So, have a great day on Thanksgiving, and I hope you put together a list of 100 people that mean a lot to you in your life. Thank you.
That was Paul Merriman with Sound Investing. Sound Investing, soundinvesting.com, and paulmerriman.com are produced and exclusively owned by Paul Merriman, who is solely responsible for their content. For more information, free articles, mutual fund recommendations, and more, visit paulmerriman.com.